USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are continuing to look into the surge at the southern border.
Secretary Mayorkas has inherited a department damaged by the previous administration and its failed Homeland Security policy.
Those are the words of Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson, who opened a House hearing and noted the separation of illegal immigrant children from their families is cruel and inhumane.
Guess where they stand depends on where they sit.
Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News regarding the filibuster being removed in the Senate. The senator continues.
President Trump tried to get me to orchestrate the elimination of the filibuster for a number of years, even tweeted about it. I said, no, Mr. President, that's not in the best interest of the institution and actually not in your best interest either. I said, no.
USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
President Biden is speaking about the deadly shootings at Atlanta-area massage parlors.
I'm making no connection at this moment to the motivation of the killer. I'm waiting for an answer from, as the investigation proceeds, from the FBI and from the Justice Department.
A judge may unseal absentee ballots in a fraud investigation.
A judge in Georgia, Henry County Superior Judge Brian Amaro, is indicating that he may unseal Fulton County absentee ballots so a government watchdog investigation into claims of voter fraud in the November election can proceed. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported the case stems from a lawsuit by Garland Favorito, but the judge cautioned, I can't sign the order until such a time as I'm satisfied that the manner and method of review is reasonable. The judge is prohibiting Favorito's experts from revealing their work without permission from the court first. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new report out says Russia was once again meddling in our election.
A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the results of November's presidential election. The report says that Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. Senator Ted Cruz says that he's not surprised Iran was working against former President Trump. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that Iran would try to defeat the candidate that put so much pressure on them.
During the Obama-Biden presidency, the worst foreign policy mistake of the entire 8 years of that presidency was the catastrophic Obama-Iran nuclear deal that put over $100 billion in the hands of the Ayatollah. The most significant foreign policy decision President Trump made was to pull out of that disastrous deal. So, of course, the Ayatollah wants the administration that is going to give him billions of dollars versus the administration that stood up and employed maximum pressure to cut off the cash.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A North Carolina man is behind bars for allegedly planting pipe bombs around town. 64-year-old Terry Lee Barnum was arrested Tuesday for allegedly placing incendiary devices around the town of Brevard, North Carolina. He's facing 10 charges, including terrorism and manufacturing a weapon of mass destruction. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.